As we begin a discussion about Hilchos Aruv Chatzeres, we learned the Rambam in Hilchos Erevin, Perek Rishon, Halacha Aleph through Halacha Hey, and we'll just paraphrase, summarize some of the statements the Rambam makes. The Rambam says, Chatzer Shesh by Shechinim Harbe, if you have many people living in a Chatzer, Kol Achim Mehem V'Bayis L'Atzmoy, everyone in their own individual home, then Tarahu Shikulam Mutarum Latatum Kalachatzer. But the rice they ought to be able all to carry in the Chatzer. When Batim Lachatzer, Mechatz Labatim, from the homes to the Chatzer, from the Chatzer to the homes. Neshukala Chatzer Rishus Yachar Achas, it's all Rishus Yachit. And we know the Halacha is Mutal Tatum Kula, you could carry in Rishus Yachit. And then the Rambam goes on to say the Halacha would be with a Mavui, and so would the Halacha would be, says the Rambam, Medina Shemikafis Chayma. But the Rambam continues, Avam Medivrei Soifrim, Medrabonim, Osla Shechenim Latatal, neighbors may not carry B'shus HaYochid, Sheyesh Bechalukin B'diyurim. Neighbors may not carry from one home to another home, At Sheyer V'kol HaShchunim Kolim Erev Shabbos, until they make a Ruvi Chatzeres on Erev Shabbos, Echad Chatz V'echad Mavui V'echad Medina, V'davazeh Takona Shloima Beis Dinoi. This was instituted from Shloima and his Bezdin. In other words, what the Rambam is saying is if two people have homes right next to each other, one may not carry from one home to the other without a Ruvi Chatzeres, which was instituted, as we learned earlier in our Masecht on Daf Chaf Aleph, by Shlomo HaMelech and his Bezdin. Interestingly, the Bach, in the beginning of Siman Reis Samech Vav, asks if, as we're about to learn in the Rambam, this is a takana that Shlomo HaMelech made. Why wasn't it made before Shlomo HaMelech? So the Bach says, until the times of Shlomo HaMelech, Klal Yisrael never had a time that they lived in Eretz Yisrael, ala menucha v'la nachla, quietly. It was a time of war. So their entire lives were lives of upheaval. That isn't the time to start recognizing things. Only after Shlomo HaMelech became king and Klal Yisrael lived in somewhat tranquility did these situations and the repercussions come to fore, and Shlomo HaMelech saw the reason to make these takonas. And the Rambam continues on Halacha Gimel, the Ken Yoshvei Olam or Sukkos, that these halacha apply to people who live in tents or sukkos. And then the Rambam says in Halacha Dalet, Umneim Atikin Shlomo Dovazeh, why did Shlomo HaMelech indeed make this rule? Kedei Shlo Yito Am, people should not make an error. V'yoyimru k'shem shemutal l'hoitzim n'chatzeres l'urchavis ha'medina. If you carry v'shoker, if you could carry from the chotzer to the street, lachtem hem l'chatzeres, kach mutal l'hoitzim n'amedina l'sada. If you could carry from Rosh Hashayochid to a, from a more private Rosh Hashayochid to a more public Rosh Hashayochid, you may come to carry even from a Rosh Hashayochid to Rosh Hashirabim. V'yachshu, because people will make the error in believing, Shashukim v'rechoivas, hoivin rishus l'koil, since they're such a public area, harein kesodos k'medbores, they should be treated like Rosh Hashirabim. V'yoyim rishu b'shchatzeres b'vad heim Rosh Hashayochid. V'yidmu, and they'll come to make a mistake, shenet tzoa melocha, v'shemut alohoitzi lahachtim shusayoch l'shus harabim. Lefikach, continues the Rambam in Halacha, hey, tiki shakal rishus hayochid, shtischalik b'diyurin, every shus hayochid that's separate, v'yechus kol echad v'echad bar rishus l'atzmoy, v'yishami mena mokim b'rishus kulon, v'yad kulon shavba kigoy chotz l'batim. Rambam explains that every rishus that's separate, nachsha kamokim v'mokim sh'ochus kol echim n'ashchein v'chel kol atzmoy, shehu b'vad rishus hayochid. And the Rambam explains, in order to not make this error, Shlomo HaMelech made the rule that you can't carry from one Rosh Hashayochid to another Rosh Hashayochid, but he also instituted the rule of Rosh Hashirabim. The Tosfos Yontif seems to ask that it should be that we can understand why it should be also to carry from a private Rosh Hashayochid to more public Rosh Hashayochid. In other words, the example we always like to use is if you have an apartment house where people each have their own individual apartments. And there's also the common area, the lobbies and the halls. So we could understand that if a person will be allowed to carry from his private apartment to the common areas, which are more public, one may come make a mistake that you carry from Shas Yochid to Shas Rabim. But ask the Taisus Yontif, why, when one is carrying from one Shas Yochid, from one private home to another private home, do we need to make a gzeira? And indeed, the Taisus Yontif says that originally the takon of Shlomo HaMelech was only from carrying from a more private Rishus HaYachid to more public Rishus HaYachid, which is similar to carrying from Rishus HaYachid to Rishus HaRabim, where one can make the error that if we'll be allowed to carry from a private Rishus HaYachid to a more public Rishus HaYachid, one will come to carry from Rishus HaYachid to Rishus HaRabim. Only later did Chazal expand and say that one may not even carry from a private Rishus HaYachid to Rishus HaYachid. However, Rashi and Daf Chof Aleph Amud Beis and Masechta Erevin, Divrei HaMaskel Shloima, says that Shloima HaMelech Gzeira immediately included carrying from one private Rishus HaYachid to another private Rishus HaYachid. And Rashi says the same, actually, in Masechta Shabbos Daf Yudalot Amud Beis, Divrei HaMaskel Erevin. And Avni Nezer in Arachayim, Simon Shin Aleph, Sif Yud Gimel, explains what's Pshat in Rashi. So he explains that actually carrying from Rosh Hashayachid to a Chatzar may be less of an issue than carrying from my Rosh Hashayachid to your Rosh Hashayachid. Because he explains, when I carry from Rosh HaYachid from my Rosh HaYachid to the Chatzar, where I am a partner in, so I'm really carrying from my Rosh HaYachid to my Rosh HaYachid. Whereas when I'm carrying from my Rosh HaYachid to your Rosh HaYachid, although both places are private Rosh HaYachids, the second place I'm carrying to, I have no ownership in at all. And therefore we see, says the Avni Nezer, there's a Machlokes Rashi in Rambam. What was the reason to make this gzeira? Was the reason to make the gzeira because you're not allowed to carry from a place that is yours to a place that's not yours? That was the main thrust of the gzeira. That's how Rashi learns. And as an extension of that gzeira, Chazal also said you can't carry from a place that's yours to another place that's yours if the second place that's yours is owned not just by you, but is owned with others as well. And the Rambam learns, says the Avni Nezer, just the opposite. That the original gzeira was not to carry from a place that's yours to a place that's private to a place that's more public. And then as an extension of that gzeira, Chazal said that you can't carry from one private place to another private place as well. That was the genesis of this Gzeiras Chazal. But after we have the Gzeiras Chazal, we also know, as we discussed on Daf Chof Aleph, that Chazal, Shlomo HaMelech, together with making this Gzeira, also gave us a remedy. And the remedy is Eruvei Chatzeiras. By placing an Eruvei Chatzeiras, then one can carry from one Rosh HaYachid to another Rosh HaYachid. And our Gemara on Daf Mem Tes discusses why the Eruv Chatzeiras works. And the Gemara begins on Daf Mem Tes Amud Aleph. Says the Gemara, Amud Shmuel, Shmuel teaches us, Erev, the why is an Erev effective? Mishum Kinyan. And we have a machlokes immediately of Rashi and Tosfos. What does the Gemara mean when it says that Erev Mishum Kinyan? Rashi explains that what the Erev accomplishes is that everybody who participates in the Erev, is buying a share, so to speak, in the home in which the Erev is placed. That's how Rashi explains. And Tosfos, however, explains that what the Erev accomplishes is that everybody is becoming one big ownership here. By the people participating in the Erev, the halacha is that now we own this entire home, this entire apartment building that we discussed, all together. And there are many different questions, both on the opinions of Rashi and Tosfos, that will have a very significant effect on how to understand Hilchos Erevin in general, and the halacha l'maisa. On Rashi's pshat, there's an obvious question. Rashi says that if we have, let's say, five apartments in a home, what does the Erev accomplish according to Shmuel that says Erev Mishum Kinyan? That in the home that we're putting the Erev, we all become owners, we give our bread, we all become owners, so to speak, in that home. So the Mefarshim asks, but we haven't given up ownership in our own homes. So if the purpose of the Erev is to combine us all, so yes, we're all combined in the apartment where we are now placing the Erev, but we aren't combined in the homes that we still own individually. So how is this Erev effective? So the Goyim Yaakov explains that Rashi really means to say that we become owners all together in the home in which the Erev is placed. And one more step happens, says the Goyim Yaakov. We all give up our other homes, so to speak, that we still own. That's how the Goyim Yaakov explains Rashi's pshat. Tosfos, who says that what the Erev Mishum Kinyan accomplishes, that we all own homes, we all own the property all together, asked Tosfos that if so, the halacha should be that even the home in which the Erev is placed, that homeowner should have to participate in giving food towards the Erev. Yet the halacha, as we know in the Gemara, the previous sugya, which we will still discuss in Mitzvah Shem, is that the home in which the Erev is placed does not have to participate in giving the Erev. And the question is why, if he wants to become a partner in this new entity. So Tosfos to that question answers that since they are all, since he's giving up his home to be a home where people will be able to keep the Erev, Tosfos says, for that, it's good enough that Meichel, that he should have to actually give bread. The fact that he gave his home is good enough. Continues the Gemara, Vim Taimer Mepnei Ma Ein Koine B'ma. So if, as the Gemara, the Erev works because of a Kinyan, so why do you need bread for an Erev? Even just money should be effective. Answers the Gemara, Mnei She'enem Tzuya B'Arvi Shabbosos. Money is not that available Friday afternoon. By Friday afternoon, people didn't have money left. So, therefore, Chazal said, use bread. Ask the Gemara, if that's the case, so heicha de ma'ariv mi'alikni, so at least if you did use money, it should be effective. Answers the Gemara, if we'll allow money to be used, gzeirus shem yoymu mo'ikr. People may come to make the mistake and believe that the money is the main factor, that only money can be used for Erev, not bread. V'zimna de loy shrichim money. And sometimes there won't be money available. And then they won't have an Erev because they don't have. And also, and therefore there won't be an Erev. And Chazal were very anxious that people should make Erevin. Chazal were anxious that people should make Erevin. So they specified use an Erev out of bread, which is most available. That's Shmuel's explanation of Erev. There are other questions that the Rishonim asks on Shmuel's opinion. One question is, Tosfos asks, that we know that a kinyan can't be made with food. So how could we make a kinyan with this pas? So Tosfos says that they don't use actually the bread, they use the value of the bread. But then Tosfos asks another question. The Gemara on Daf Ayin Aleph Amud Aleph teaches us that let's say you have a person, you have these people who live in this apartment happen to be partners already in food or wine or oil, then they don't have to make a special Erev. So if we say that an Erev is because of a kinyan, just because we're partners, or there's another Gemara we're going to learn, Daf Ayin Gimel Amud Beis, just because we're partners in food, or the Gemara Ayin Gimel Amud Beis teaches us that if we were eating together as Shabbos began, we could rely on the food that's on the table to be an Erev, but where is the kinyan? Where is the kinyan? That's the problem with Tosfos. Tosfos asks. So Tosfos answers to this question that you don't have to have a kinyan. You really have to have Kiruv Hadas. So if we're sitting together in a meal, or if we're partners in food anyway, that establishes Kiruv Hadas. But then the Gemara says, Rava Amar. Rava says the reason an Erev is effective, says Rava Mishum Dira. What does that mean? So the Rishonim explain that where a person lives, that's by putting your bread there, that's where you live. So we're all really living in one apartment. Ask the Gemara, my Benai, what's the nafgamina between these two explanations? And the Gemara gives three nafgaminas. Ik Benai, one nafgamina is kli. If you use the keli to make an Erev, according to Shmuel, that the point of an Erev is kinyan, so you can make a kinyan with a keli. If it's dira, you can't accomplish dira because I put my keli in your apartment. Or if you used pachs mishmul peshava pruta, according to Shmuel, it wouldn't be a valid Erev because you can't make a kinyan with pachs mishava pruta. According to Rava, that it's dira, you can make a kinyan with pachs mishava pruta. And the third nafkamina the Gemara gives is cotton. When Mechloikus Rashi tells us what cotton means. According to Rashi, it means, can a cotton be the one to collect and put together the Erev? According to Shmuel, says because of kinyan, a cotton can make a kinyan. So he cannot be the one to collect the Erev. According to the Manda Omer, that the reason is because of Dira, so it doesn't make a difference if the cotton's the one that collects the Erev. That's Rashi's explanation. Tosfos' explanation is different. Tosfos' explanation is the nafkamina is if you could put the Erev in the home of a cotton. If the reason is because of Dira, so it makes a difference which apartment in the home, in that apartment house, we put the Erev. If, however, the reason is because of Kinyan, then it can't be put in the apartment of a cotton. So Tosfos asks, why isn't there another nafkamina? We keep on learning that how much food has to be placed to be an Erev. Mazon shtei sudos, the amount of food for two meals. So if we're going to learn, ask Tosfos, that the reason for an Erev is because of Dira, so we could understand that only Mazon shtei sudos establishes a Dira. But if we're going to learn, ask Tosfos, that the reason for an Erev is Kinyan, so as long as it's Shava Pruta, it should be able to establish a kinyan, even if it's not mazon shtei sudos. So Tosfos asks, why doesn't the Gemara give this nafkamina? And Tosfos establishes with this question a very important concept. Tosfos says that even Shmuel, that holds that the Erev is mishum kinyan, agrees that the Erev is mishum dira. What does it mean, Erev Mishum Dira? It means really he agrees that the proper way and the proper intention of making an Erev is, as Rav says, to establish a Dira. But Shmuel is Mechadish, says Tosfos, that if you don't want to use that standard procedure in establishing an Erev. There's another way you can establish an Erev, and that's with a Kenyan. But usually, and the preferred method is with Kenyan. And therefore, even Shmuel would agree, you should have Mother Shtei Sudas. So, according to Tysus, Tysus agrees that the appropriate way of making a Erev, according to everyone, is with a is because of Dira. And because Tysus agrees that everybody holds that the proper way of making is with Dira, only Shmuel says if you can't do Dira, you should do Kenyan. Kenyan is a fallback position. So therefore, preferably you should do Dira. It seems, however, that Rashi learns just the opposite. Rashi agrees that Dira is what an Erev is supposed to accomplish. An Erev is supposed to combine us all. But Shmuel was concerned, says Rashi, that if we're just going to do a Dira, the concern Shmuel had was that who says that it's an actual combination? How do we make sure that indeed it is the type of Kenyan, the type of Dira that should be a full-fledged Dira? The way we accomplish that is by strengthening it with a Kenyan. So just the opposite, Rashi and Tysus. Tysus is learning that the Dira is the preferable manner. And Kenyan is another manner which Shmuel says would also be effective, but not preferable. And Rashi's learning just the opposite, that Kenyan strengthens the Dira. The purpose of the Erev is to establish a Dira. But if you really want to know that a Dira is established, how do you know that the Dira has been properly established? The way you know that the Dira has been properly established is by strengthening it as a Kenyan. And therefore, we could understand the Shulchan Aruch in Simen Shin Samach Vav Sif Gemel Paskins that you don't put an Erev in a Chatzar Ela Babayi Shiroi Ladira. And the question is, if the point of the Erev is to make a Kenyan, so why does it have to be an Abayi Shiroi Ladira? The answer is, if we follow Rashi's Pshat, and the answer is both according to Rashi and Tosfos, we could give a very good answer. Because Rashi agrees that Shmuel agrees that the main point of the Erev is the Dira. And that's established, Abayi Shiroi Ladira. Shmuel only wants to strengthen it with a Kenyan, but he doesn't want to weaken it. And that's why Shmuel will agree Babayi Shiroi Ladira. Tysus also is very understandable, because Tysus agrees that Shmuel holds that the preferable way of making an Erev is by making it in the Dira fashion. And since Shmuel agrees that the proper way of making the Erev is because of the Dira process, therefore we should not have it in a bias shame by Dira. Furthermore, we can now understand the machloikis of Rashi and Tysus. The Rashi and Tysus, we said, had a machloikis. Who is the cotton that the Gemara says is the nafkamina between Rava and Shmuel? Rashi says if the cotton collects the Erev, is the nafkamina. Tysus says it's where you put the Erev. Now let's understand. Rashi, who's saying that the reason Shmuel wants you to use a Kenyan is to strengthen the Dira. So by having a cotton be the one to walk around and collect the Erev, you haven't accomplished what you're trying to accomplish. You're trying to strengthen your Dira. Having a cotton collected, Shmuel hasn't accomplished anything. That's why Rashi explains that the cotton means that the cotton's collected. Tysus, however, learns that what is the issue according to Shmuel? That preferably you want to use the Dira method. If you want to preferably use the Dira method, by using the Dira of a cotton, you haven't really used the Dira method. And therefore, Tysus learns that the problem of cotton means that it was the It was in the dira of the cotton. And with this, we could understand another machlokes, a machlokes rishonim. We learn in the next Gemara. The next Gemara discusses where one chatzar has gathered together an eruv, and the next door chatzar has gathered together an eruv. Could they make an eruv together? And the Gemara, we don't have time to go through the entire Gemara, says that one member of one chatzar could put bread into the next chatzar, and like that an eruv could be established. And the Paiskim debate, the person who does this, does he have to have rishus or not to do so? Some say you do, and some say you don't. Perhaps the machlokes is, what is the vart of eruv? If the vart of eruv is kinyan, like Rashi learns, you can't make a kinyan without everybody's consent. If, however, the main point of an eruv is, as Tosfos learns, because of dira, dira could maybe be established even without everybody's consent.